Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim is daf Samachet. We're holding on the last word of Samach Zayin Amud Beit, Meitvein. Just to remind you where we were holding. Yesterday we learned that according to Rabbi Yochanan, a Balkeri has the same din as a Zav in terms of Shiluach Chutz L'Shnei Machanetz, instead of learning that it's the same as a Tomei Sheretz, which in terms of Tumah basically is just a Tumah Zera. That nonetheless, because he's compared to a Zav, he has the din of Machanem Zav. Now we asked yesterday on Rabbi Yochanan, from a Braita, which compared a Balkeri to a Maga Sheretz. And assuming that that means Lamachane, then of course it would mean he's only Mishtalei Achutz Lamachane Achat, which is what we learned about a Maga Sheretz, which is the same as a Maga of Tumat Meit. And yesterday we attempted to answer that that means Latumatam, obviously not telling me that they have the same din of Tuma vis-a-vis Tumat Erev, which is a Beferish Apostolic, and therefore I don't need a Braita to tell me, but rather that it's the Tumatam in terms of what? That in the same way that Maga Sheretz is Metame Ba'ones, so too a Balkeri is Metame Ba'ones. In other words, even though a Zov is not Metame Ba'ones, meaning that if I can trace something that the person did that might have been the proximate cause of the Zivas, let's say over-exercise or overeating, and then he's not Tame. But when it comes to Balkeri, even a conscious ejaculation would still not change the fact that the Balkeri is Tame. And because of that, we need to have the comparison to the Maga Sheretz, because otherwise I would have assumed that the Balkeri has the same din as a Zav. Nonetheless, insisted Rabbi Yochanan, that when it comes to the din of the Machane, the Balkeri does have a din of a Zav, and he's Mishtalei Achutz L'Shtei Machanot. Today the Gemara wants to ask on Rabbi Yochanan, Meitvein. Gemara asks now from the Braita that says, that in the same way that a Balkeri has the din of a Maga Sheretz, a Boel Nida has the din of a Tamei Meit. Now, when you say that, you mean the same din in terms of what? Lamar. He labeled the Tumotam to tell me that the same way that the Tamei Meit is Tamei for 7 days, so to the Boel Nida is for 7 days. That's a Beferish Apostolic. Hai Tumar Shiva Ketiv Beit, Vahai Tumar Shiva Ketiv Beit. By the Tamei Meit, it says Beferish Hanogea Bemeit Lechol Nefesh Adam, Betamei Shivat Yamin. By Boel Nida, it says Beferush, Ve'im Shachav Yishkav Yishotav, Ve'tamei Shivat Yamim. So again, it's highly unlikely that a Braita was coming to teach me the din that is Beferish in the Pasuk, that they have the same halacha. Therefore, it must be that the only Chiddush that we really have here is not in terms of Tumotam, but rather Lamacha Notam. That in the same way that a Tamei Meit is only Mishtalei Achutz Lamacha Na'achat, so too a Boel Nida is only Mishtalei Achutz Lamacha Na'achat and is allowed into the Har HaBayit. Now, if that's the case, I mean, a Sefer L'machanotam, if the end of the Braita that continued the din of Boel Nida is referring to the same din vis-a-vis Machane, then the Reisha, which is comparing the Balkeri to the Tamei Sheretz, would undoubtedly be also talking about a Machane, no? So it's Nami L'machanotam, and if that's the case, it would mean that a Balkeri is only Mishtalei Achutz L'machane Achat, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, that's a very weak kind of right. Midi, Ayriya, what, these two things are connected in some way. Each one is basically needs to be understood in terms of its own context. Okay, let's see from this Braita. Meitvein. Mitzora chamor mizav, v'zav chamor mitamei meit. So we know that the mitzora is mishtaleach chutz l'shalosh machanais. Therefore, it's more chamor than a zav that is mishtaleach from shtei machanot. And a zav is chamor from mitamei meit, who is only mishtaleach from one machane. Yatza ba'alkeri. That's what this seems to be saying is, as opposed to Balkeri, where the Tomei Meit is more chomer than the Balkeri. Now, what is that supposed to mean? My Yatsa. Well, first of all, what do you mean when you say Yatsa? I mean, that seems to be saying Yatsa as opposed to the din of Zav, where we say that the Zav is chomer mi Tomei Meit, Yatsa Balkeri. However, that is not true about a Balkeri. And the Balkeri is not part of Zav, Yatsa Mikhal Zav. So although the Zav is Mishtaleach Michutz L'Shtei Machanot, not the Balkeri. The Balkeri is Ba L'Chlal Tamei Meit. He becomes the equivalent of Tamei Meit that is only Mishtaleach Chutz L'Machana Achat. So that means the Hab Tamei Meit Chomur Mimeno, and nonetheless is Mutu B'Machana Levia. After all, a Tamei Meit is more Chomer than a Balkeri, and nonetheless, he's allowed to go into the Machana Levia, and therefore the Balkeri was Yotze Michlal Zav, and is also not going to be more Usser than the Tomei Meit, which makes a lot of sense. But if that's what the Braita is saying, then of course it's the opposite of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan claimed that a Balkeri was bedafka not Yotze Bichlal Zav, and that a Keri has the same din as a Zav, and he's Mishtalech with the Shtei Machanot. How is Rabbi Yochanan going to explain away this? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan will say, look, it does not mean that Yotze Michlal Zav. It means Yotze Balkeri, that is to say, the Balkeri that you would have thought would have been in the Machanah of a Tamei Meit, being as the Tamei Meit is Bor Chomer, nonetheless, Yotze Balkeri, and indeed is part of the Machanah Zav, despite the fact that the Tamei Meit is Chomer Mimen, was what it's saying. So in other words, once we've established that a Zav is more Chomer from the Tamei Meit, the Balkeri nonetheless was Yotze to be part of that, despite the fact that Tamei Meit Chomer Mimen. That's how we would learn it, Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, it works out even according to him. Because why is that? The Afakav, the Tamei Meit, Chomer Mimeno, and the Tamei Meit is Mutar B'Machanah Leviya. The Balkeri, nonetheless, is compared to the Zav. And therefore, Lamaita Damile, Midaminan Le. It makes the most sense to compare the Balkeri to the thing that is most like the Balkeri, which is obviously the Zav, that is so similar to Balkeri, that even the first Re'iyah of a Zav actually has a din. Over Yad Keri. Once again, to make it very clear, the material that's metame of a Balkeri, which is semen, is not the material that's metame with a Zav, which is other prostate fluid. However, the first of all, obviously, the modality of the Tumah is very similar in terms of its being a genital fluid. And besides which, the Torah has compared the dinim of Zivas to Balkeri. So even though mitzat the kal v'chomer, it makes sense to compare the Balkeri to the Tamei Meit in terms of Machanah, it's more kedai and more consistent to be midamina. Okay. Toni Tana Kameda Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadimi. A Tana was explaining now a bright in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadimi based on the Pasuk V'yatza El Michutz L'Machaneh. So that is a reference to Machaneh Shechina. Lo Yavo El Tocha Machaneh. That is a reference to Machaneh Leviya. So you see, forget about the comparison of a Balkeri to a Zav. This is referring to the din of the Balkeri himself. And here it appears that the Torah has taught us to become the Balkeri. That even without learning it out of Zav, it's the din would be consistent with the Pasuk itself, that he's not allowed into Machanah Leviya. Omar Leis, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadimi, told the Tana, Akate lo eyalte afikte. That's very cute. You haven't even brought him into the Machanah Leviya, and you're already throwing him out of the Machanah Leviya. How do you read the Pasuk? The Pasuk is talking about taking, you're saying the Pasuk means get the Balkeri out of the Machanah Leviya before he even got in there. Because it says, Lo Yavo El Tocha Machaneh is Mashba, that he's standing in Yerushalayim, right? Or outside in the Midbar. He was standing in Machanah Yisrael. So he hasn't even entered. And but nonetheless, you're saying that V'yatzel Michutz L'Machaneh means that he's supposed to go out of where he hasn't even been. That's a little ridiculous, isn't it? Or another way that we learned the kashya Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadimi had on the Tana, Lishnachrina, Akate lo afikte. You didn't even have to get around to throwing him out, and you're telling him that he's not allowed in. Because lechatchila you were saying, well, he should get out of Machanah Shechina. And then you say, and he should never walk into the Machanah Leviya. I mean, how does that help? Ela ema, the correct way of learning your drasha would have been like this, that the first pasuk of Yatzal Michutz L'Machaneh is a reference to Machanah Leviya, and Lo Yavo El Tocha Machaneh, from where he is a reference to Machanah Shechina, and therefore it's telling me he has to leave Machanah Leviya to go into Machanah Yisrael. Now that makes a lot of sense. Ma'atkif L'Ravina, what makes you say, says Ravina, that it's referring to two separate Machanot, to teach me that is Yotze for Shtei Machanot, maybe both of them are a reference to, if he's in Machanah Shechina, he should leave. And Lo Yavo is not allowed in. So you'll say, what's the point? I mean, obviously, if you had to leave, you can't come in. The point would be, Lavor Alav Ba'aseva Lo Ta'ase, to tell me that there's two separate issues over here. There's an Isser Ase, and there's also an Isser Lo Ta'ase, and therefore, he would be Chayav Malkus, it'd also be over on an Ase. So how do you know that it doesn't mean that? Answers the Gemara, because if that's what it meant, it would have said, V'yatzar o michutz l'machaneh, v'lo yavo el toch. What does it have to say? El Toch HaMachane. I mean, so if it's all one thing, it's all one machane. So it just said, V'yatzo, V'chutz HaMachane, V'lo Yavo L'Tocho, that's all. Why do you repeat El Toch HaMachane? Unless the machane is a different machane than the one before. So we can't use a pronoun to refer to it, because it isn't the same one. Therefore, it's telling me there's two separate machanot. Shema mina l'keimo machanach. So this proves to us that indeed, from the posik itself, a balkeri is osur shtei machanot. Okay, we went into the next step in the Mishnah, was to say that mihui krova. That, now it's not clear what that is, mihui krova. We said we have to, on Shabbos, we're going to have to make sure that the korban doesn't rot, because we need to do those things that will allow it to survive in order to be an edible Pesach. And therefore, we're going to have to do Mihui Krava. But what exactly is Mihui Krava? Rav Huna Amar, Mihui Krava means that you slit open the intestines in order to allow the intestinal contents to pour out, because otherwise you're going to have a disaster of decaying matter on your hands and you're going to ruin the korban. Chia Barav Amar, Shirka de Maya, de Nafka Agav Duka de Sakina. This is a reference to the actual mucus layer in the intestines. And the only way to get that out is you need to put it under pressure of a knife, and that will force out the whole mess. But if you just slit open the intestines, you are not going to prevent the explosive decay. Omar Rabbi Elazar, my time at Ruchia Barav, why does Ruchia Barav understand that the Lashon of Mihui Kiravav to be a reference to removal of that layer? So in other words, that would mean that mihui would be getting out something that is disgusting. Well, it says in the Pasuk, Ketiv, v'charavot mechim garim yochel. So it says over here, what does that mean exactly? My marshal, excuse me, but I don't understand what that means. Well, k'dimitargim Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says what it means is, v'charavot mechim means v'nichsehen the Rishiaya, the Nechasim of disgusting people, meaning of Rishayim, and here we're calling them Mechim, are going to be Gorim Yochelu. What does that mean? Tzadikaya Yachsinun. They will be inherited by Tzadikim. So therefore, you see, since Rishayim are called Mechim, so that would mean that Mechim is a lashon of disgust. That's how Rashi understands it. There are others who learn that Rishayim are called Mechim not because they're disgusting, but because they're fat slobs, and therefore what he's referring to is the Mihui of the fat that coats the intestines. That's how the Marsha learned. Obviously, we can follow Rashi. Now, the beginning of the Pasuk was V'ra'u kevasim kidovram. Omer Menashe bar Yirmi Omer Rav, kidovram means kemedubarba. The way that the Torah had already promised the tzaddikim, my kimidu barba, and what does that mean? What it means is that the rishayim are going to be inherited by tzaddikim. If indeed it had said charavot, so then we could have explained that the end of the pasuk is the explanation and expansion of the beginning of the pasuk. It was like you're saying that the tzaddikim were promised that in the end they were going to eat the nechasim of the rishayim. The problem is that it doesn't say chorvot. It says v'chorvot, which is mashma that we're referring to something else. Because if this was a colon, and I don't mean that colon, I mean a punctuation colon. We're referring to the wrong colon here. But if the way of reading the pasuk was v'ra'u kvasim kedavram, colon, meaning what? Meaning that chorvot mechim, etc. That would have been fine. But you can't put an and after a colon. Therefore, this must be a milta achrita ka'amar. So that can't be the explanation. Elo amar rava, the meaning of the pasuk is like Rav Chanan el amar rav. Don Rav Chanan el amar rav, atidim tzadikim sheyechayu et amitim. Tzadikim will be empowered even to quicken the dead. Because here it says, v'ra'u chevasim kidofram, uchtivatam yir'u vashan v'gilad kimei olam. So we darshan over gzera shava, v'ra'u to yir'u. There's the same that Bashan and Gilad, as we'll see in a moment, both of them were able to be mechayim mitim. Tzadikim will be the same as v'ra'u, the same way that Elisha and Eliyahu. Rumachayim 18. What is that a reference to? Bashan is a reference to Elisha, who came from the Bashan, Shenemar Vayani v'Shafat Babashan. And it says, Po Elisha ben Shafat, Asher Yatzak Mayim Ayedei Eliyahu. And it says, Shafat is Babashan. So Elisha is the son of a Shafat from Bashan. Gilad is a reference to Eliyahu. Shenemar Vayomer Eliyahu HaTishbi Mitoshav Gilad. And therefore, it's a reference to these two famous Mechayei Mitim people. Om Reb Shua Banachmeni Omar Rabbi Yonatan. Atidim Tzadikim Shiyachayu Mitim. Shenemar Od Yeshvu Zekenim Uzekenot Berchovot Yerushalayim. V'ish Mishanto B'yado Mirov Yamim. This lashon, by the way, this is the pasuk that is inscribed directly outside of my house on the kikar, where indeed the whole kikar is filled with zekenim and zekenot walking on their canes. Amazing. Watch it every day as they walk by in front of this pasuk. So indeed, od yeshvu zekenim zekenot b'chovot Yerushalayim. And it says that they will be leaning on their canes. Mirov yami. But that lashon of mishanto is very suspicious, because we know that Elisha sent Gehazi ahead of him to be Mechaya, the son of the Shunammite. And the way that he was going to be Mechaya Metim was he told Gehazi, V'santa mish'anti apnei hanaris. You see, the mish'enet is seen as a tool for Techiyat HaMetim. And the only reason it didn't work was because, as Chazal tell us, Gehazi kept making fun of it the whole way there and removed its power. Ula points out a contradiction. On the one hand, Pesach says, Bilama, but that's not. Which is mashma, that v'atid lavo, people will not die. But on the other hand, it says, ki ha-na'ar ben me'ar shana yamut. If somebody dies at the young age of 100 years, people will say, oh my God, a teenager dying, terrible, terrible. That's mashma, that there will certainly be death. It just will be a longer life. It says, the Gemara lo-kasha, kan be Yisrael, b'ilaham avet when that's as a reference to Klal Yisrael. Those goyim that will remain, they will have longer lives, but they will still be subject to death. What the heck would Ovdei Kochavim be doing latid lavo? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? We need somebody to do the work, don't we? So who are the guys that are going to be taking care of the sheep? Who are the guys that are going to be taking care of the agriculture? Those would be Ovdei Kochavim that are left. Rav Chista points out a different steer between psukim. On the one hand, it says v'chofra halevana uvosha chama, the moon and the sun will be embarrassed, implying that they will no longer be lighting. And yet, on the other hand, it says v'haya or halevana keora chama, keora chama yeshivatayim keor shivatayamim, which is certainly mashma. Not only are they lighting, but they're doing better than ever. Says the Gemara of Kasha, come, where the Pesach says that they'll just be embarrassed completely. That's talking about L'Olam Haba, when Ben will be using the Or HaGanuz. So what do you need all of this silly physical light for? And there indeed, it's Chafra U'Bosha. But come, when it says the grand lighting of the Or HaLevana and the Or HaChama and Shivatayim, that's the Yemot HaMashiach. And what would you say according to Shmuel, who says that Yemot HaMashiach is no different than the way the world is now? That the only difference between today and Yimot HaMashiach is simply the question of whether we are free or whether we're subject to the goyim in the Malchiyot. So according to him, how could the Pesach be saying that there will be a change in the quality of light? Yimot HaMashiach, if nothing's supposed to change. According to Shmuel, we'll have to give a different terrace. According to Shmuel, we'll say like this. Actually, both psukim are a reference to Olam Haba, but it depends where you are standing. And now, at last, we understand how we got to the sugya here. One is talking about Machan HaShchina, and in the Machan HaShchina, there will only be the Or HaGanuz, and that indeed causes the sun and moon to be, for all intents and purposes, meaningless and bosha. But come to Machan HaTzadikim, where you're only in the Machan of the Tzadikim, as opposed to Machan HaShchina, there will still be Or HaLevana, but it will be Kor HaChama, and there will still be Or HaChama, but it will be Meir Shivatayim. Rava points out a contradiction in terms of Tiyat HaMetim as follows. On the one hand, the Pesach says, Ani Amid V'Achayeh, that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am He who takes life, and I am He who recreates it. On the other hand, the pasuk goes on to say that I have broken and I will fix, I will cure. I don't understand. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mechayed vet, obviously he can be merapa, he can give a cure to those who are ill. I mean, look, is there any point in mentioning it after you're saying ani amid v'chayeh? Hell, the only way of saying understanding the pasuk is to say like this: Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the same way that you know that oftentimes people become ill and their illness spontaneously disappears because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merapa. So you're used to that idea. Okay, you're not used to the idea of the dead coming back to life. But that's just a prejudice that you have. And therefore, ma sh'ani me'mit, ani mechayeh, kamo sh'machatzti, v'ani akla. In the same way that nobody finds it strange that if I cause one to be ill, I can make him better, so too, if I cause one to die, I can make him live again. Don Rabba, ani amit v'achayeh. You might think this means, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both take life and give life, meaning two different people. In other words, someone who's lived, I kill him. Mita be'chad. And then someone else comes to live, v'chayim be'chad, but not the same person. That we're used to that. Keder sh'olam no'eh. That's the way we're used to our life. People go out of one end of the hospital room, and they come in on the other end. Talmud Lomar, v'chad stivani arpeh. Therefore, comes on the pasuk to say, look, when it says that a person gets ill and gets cured, it's obviously referencing the same person. So, ma makav rufua be'chad. So to make no mistake. When it says ani amid v'achayeh, it means it the same way. Death and renewal are the same person. Mikan teshuva l'omrim ein tchiyat amiti min haTorah. That is clear-cut proof from the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that there is tchiyat amiti. Another way of understanding the pasuk is that it is stages. That b'tchila, what happens is like this: someone died. Let's say that person died when he was ill, when he was blind, whatever it is. So, first, I take he who had died with whatever status he was, so he was blind. I come back to life, blind. And then, after he comes back to life, and in a separate act of chesed, I will be merapa him to give him a fresh start. The next thing we had in the Mishnah was, Hekter Chalavav Adokha Shabbos. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Shimon, Borei Kamach Aviva Mitzvah B'Shachata. You know, the truth is that Hekter Chavavim, Hedarim, Bedarim is kosher the whole night, right? I don't have to actually be makter the chalav during the day, because the korban that is brought during the day, the Hekter can be done all night long. So why, if the principle of the Mishnah is that b'moado implies only those things that need to be done b'moado, but that which could have been done yesterday, or that which doesn't have a specific time, you can do it afterwards, that should wait until it needs to be done. It's not Docheh Shabbos. So nonetheless, it says here in the Mishnah, that Hekter Chalavav is Docheh Shabbos. How do you explain that? Oh, Omar Rabbi Shimon Bo Re'eh Kaba Chaviva Mitzvah B'Sha'ata. Look how important the Torah views and how desirable it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the mitzvah at the time. Because even though it's kosher kol ha'layla, the chatchila you should take it and bring it up. And therefore, even though Hekter Chalavav Mevorim V'Dorim is kisherim kol ha'layla, we don't wait. Ein mamtimin v'anachatech hasherech. And actually, we therefore are mekayim the ikar mitzvah b'yom. We mekayim it b'yom, meaning b'moado afilu b'shabbat. Next thing we learned in the Mishnah was that when it comes to things that could have been done before, such as hakabato, to carry it from Yerushalayim, from the street into the Harabayit, which is, even though it's only Drabbanan, because Achai knows it, that's not, or Havato, to bring it, Yichutzutrum, or Chatichat Yivalto, to bite off a wart, or to take it off with your hands. All of these things can be done yesterday? Well, that's when they should have been done. Because of that, you're not going to be doing a Shabbos for them. Rami, is this true? Is it not a stira from the Mishnah that says, Chotchim Yabele de Bamigdash? You're allowed to cut off a wart in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos because there's no shvut in the Mikdash. And therefore, you're able to do it. Avalo b'minyan, but not outside of the Mikdash. V'im b'chli, if you're going to use an actual knife, okay, then it's also, because then it's Yoraita. So then kan v'kanasur, then even in the Beit HaMikdash, it's also. So our mission says, en chotchin et hayavelet, meaning even in the Mikdash. And yet the other mission says, you are chotchin et hayavelet b'mikdash. How do you explain this? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. They both gave a teretz, different teretz. We don't remember who said what, but we know that Chad Amar, one of them said that actually both of the Mishnayot were referring to not using a knife, and it means taking off the wart with your hand, which is only an Issur Rabbanan, and therefore the Mishnah that says it's Mutar B'Migdash makes sense, because you're not Gezer Shvus B'Migdash. But our Mishnah that says it's Aser, Habalacha, ours is referring to a wart that is not dead skin. It's a living tissue. So even though it's an Issur Shvus, you should have done it yesterday. And the Mishnah, we're not doing it for the Issur Rabbanan. Whereas the Mishnah in Erevin, it says that you're allowed in the Migdash to take off a wart, that's referring to a Yabela that was Yevesha. And over there, there's not even an Issur Shvus. V'chad Omar, Idi. Actually, both Mishnayot are talking about Belacha, where there definitely is an Issur Shvus, and it's living tissue. V'lokasha, the Mishnah that is talking about the Heter, is referring to doing it with your hand, with that Shinui, and therefore in Shvus v'Migdash. But our Mishnah that says you're not allowed to is talking about where you're using a kli, which is a real malach. Does that make sense? Ask the Gemara. Why doesn't he just say the simple answer? Because that's more consistent with other things in the Mishnah. That my time of the Lord, because our malacha yivesha mifrach pricha. The truth is, you do not call the removal of a dead wart. You don't use the word chaticha, you would use the word of mifra, rub it off. I mean, it doesn't, it's no longer living tissue at all. Why would it say cut it off? And why, the Madonna, he gave it to Biyad v'lokasha v'lokasha v'yavesha, why doesn't he just answer, he gave it to Biyad v'lokasha v'yavesha v'yavesha? How can you say that? Because it says, beferish the Mishnah of Erevin, kli, it says, im dekli kan lekam osr. So why would we need another Mishnah to say it's us, or to clarify that there are cases that it's us, or we already said in the original Mishnah that it's us. V'ida, adikani kli, the reason that it says kli over here is plukta rebloz Rabbi Yeshua to Hashem. We need to know that Rabbi Eliezer is matir, even bikli, and therefore it repeats it. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah says, that Rabbi Eliezer says, if shchita, which is a malacha gemura, is duchat ha-shabbat, the things that are only an iser shvut, should not be Docha Shabbos. And Rabbi Yeshua responds to him that Yom Tov proves that that isn't the case. Because you're allowed to do Malacha Gemura on Yom Tov. And nonetheless, there are Shvus and there are also on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Yezer's response was, what the heck, Yeshua, Mazi Yeshua? Ma Ra'ita, Ma Ra'ya, rather, Rishut L'Mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua asked him, now, what exactly was Rabbi Yeshua thinking? Because Rabbi Yeshua, the timing, Rabbi Yeshua Lishitato holds that both are mitzvah. Because he holds that Simchat Yom Tov is a mitzvah. And nonetheless, we're docha Simchat Yom Tov, which is a mitzvah, because of a malacha that we should have done yesterday. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein lo l'adam Yom Tov ala ocha v'shoteh, o yoshev v'shoneh. So Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that, look, you have your choice on Yom Tov. You can either make it a holiday in terms of eating and drinking, or you can cut out all of the nonsense and spend the day learning. But you certainly are not going to confuse the day. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're mechuyav to do both. So it's lechem and it's lashem. That explains the two different lishonot of the pasuk. And Rabbi Yochanan, it says, indeed, that was the makor. Both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer are mistamech on the same pasuk. And that is, on the one hand, the pasuk says, Atzeret Hashem Elokecha. And on the other hand, it says, Atzeret Yelachem. Now, which one is it? Is it Hashem Elokecha, or is it Lachem? So Rabbi Eliezer holds that the solution to that is, it's up to you. You can make it a holiday Lashem, but then that has to be its dedicated purpose. So either it's Kula Lashem, or it's Kula Lachem. Therefore, either you sit and learn all day, or you have a nice long Suda and sing and have fun. And Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, the point is that these two things are not contradictions. The Torah is telling us there's two faces to the Yom Tov, both of which you need to be Mekayim, Chetzio, Chalkeu, Chetzio Hashem, Chetzio Lachem. So that means, I'll be with Rabbi Yeshua, Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah gemur. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hakol Modim, everybody is motivated, even though when it comes to Pesach and Sukkot, that maybe over there You could decide you're going to spend your whole day learning. But everybody is made of that when it comes to Chag HaShavuot and Ba'atzeret. For sure you can't spend the whole day learning. Of course you have to be involved in Achila V'Shtiyah. To be in Anami Lechem, why? Because it was the day that the Torah was given. You don't expect to be sitting and learning on the day the Torah was given, do you? Which actually means, of course, that a day of such simcha and such self-fulfillment, it would be ridiculous for you not to be sitting and having fun. Omer of Yosef, HaKol Modin B'Purim, Dibin Anami Lechem. Everybody is also motivated that on Purim, you do not have an option for sitting and learning all day. Why? As it says, Beferish, Yimnei Mishtev V'Simcha Ketivrei. Now, Mar Berei de Ravina, Kula Shanta Haveyativ B'Tanita, Levar Me'atzarta U'Pur Yamal Yom Kippur. So Mar Berei de Ravina used to keep a Ta'anit all year round, except for Shavuot, and for Purim, and from Erev Yom Kippur, because on those days he held it was a mitzvah to eat. But Seret, on Shavuot, it's a mitzvah to show your joy in Yom Shenitna B'Torah. On Purim, it's a mitzvah because it says Yimei Mishtev V'Simcha. And on Erev Yom HaKippurim, it's a mitzvah, the Tonichia Barav Midifti. Since it says in the Torah, V'imitem et nafshotechem, B'tish ala chodesh, you're supposed to have your Ta'anit of Yom Kippur on the ninth of the month. But I thought Yom Kippur is on the 10th of the month. V'chi B'tish ha-mitamim, halo ba'asiri mitamim. Does Yom Kippur always come out on the 10th? And the Marlacha, kol ha'ochel v'shoteh b'tish abo, that if a person was makbid to have a Sudas Yantin on Erev Yom Kippur, and that is the equivalent of fasting both on the 9th and 10th of Tishrei. Rav Sheshet Kotlat Yumi Mahalele Talmud. Rav Sheshet used to chazer over every 30 days, would review all of his learning, and when he completed, he used to make a simcha for himself, would swing back and forth on the swing. They used to have a type of hinge like we have on our swinging doors. And he would say, V'omar chadoi nafshoi, chadoi nafshoi. Be happy myself, be happy my soul. It's loch karoi, loch tanoi. Everything that I did was for myself. It's for you that I learned all those psukim. It's for you that I learned all those mishnayot and gemarot. Ask the gemara for oneself, Amy. I thought, V'omar rabbi elazari malei torah lo nitkaimu shamayim v'aretz. If it wouldn't be for the learning of Torah, there would be no ability for Bria to sustain itself. If not for my Brit day and night, there would be no way for the laws of nature to be in place. So why does he say he did everything only for himself? Answers in the Gemara, Mi Kora Ki Ovid Inish. Or actually, Mi Ikra. In essence, the main learning for a person is Adaita Denafshan Ka Ovid. He has to do it, really, for his own benefit, for his own self. And it's because of that, it comes from that, and it's possible for there to be a kiyum of Shemayim V'aretz. But the essence of the learning itself, the kiyum of the learning itself, is only when a person has kavona, for this being the essence of his life and his place in the universe. Now what follows is a recording from the Daf Yomi of this same Daf from the year 1991, which was the 11th cycle of the Daf. So it may be a bit difficult to understand the recording technology of the time, not to mention the fact that apparently, listening to it, I note that I must have had laryngitis. I don't know what happened to the recording from 7 years ago in the 12th cycle, but this is from 1991.
We talked about the various things that are similar to each other. So it's a little weird, and about carrying the equivalent to Makatana. The Martha thought that meant equivalent to himself and Makatana. He says that the deal is called, that's Marga and about carrying the Mishtalech by the Lord. Makatana. Since we were Dochet and said, that comes to tell me the din of honest, not the din of Makatana. I'm going to continue on with the same Bryce to show that the Bryce is indeed teaching us halacha of machane in that other way. Amazing. This is a handshake of the previous Bryce. Boil nida ketami mace. Some of us sleep to the nida. It's 10 days, 7 days. The same way that a mace is. But what is the chiddush? You may lift from us. Is it a tummy? It's a day of 7 days. There's no point. Because Hai Tamashi Lexi Ben Hai Tamashi Lexi Ben. The Torah is just as explicit in the dinim of a Bo Nida as it is in a mezuzah. So why would the Braisa have to tell me Bo Nida and compare it to mezuzah? There's no question that the halacha over here is in terms of machanasa. And a Bo Nida is mishtaleach only from machanashina. And it's telling me that the same aspects in which he is. The last part of this price is coming to teach me how walk is about where the Shiluach HaMachanim is. Neshanamim HaMachanim, consideration, discusses the similarity of the Valkyrie to Magasharim, so they're also coming for that purpose. In which case, as the spirit of what we said before, at the end of a Magasharim, at the end of a Valkyrie, it's like a Zod, the Mishtachayah, the Mishtachayah, the Mishtachayah, the Mishtachayah, the please walk at ease. There's no riot from here. Each one is referring to someone. This one is for Tommy Dinner. This one is for Tommy Dinner. Basically, it's a rachamur mizan, bizarre, rachamur mutami miz. Yotz about carry, shatami miz, chamur mimen. Now, here it seems to be saying, that if a mitzvah is more common than a zav, a zav is more common than a tamei meis, we need to exclude balkeri from that statement, because when it comes to a balkeri, a tamei meis after all is more common than a balkeri. Now doesn't that seem to be saying yotza balkeri, meaning yotza lav yotza michlal zav, that a balkeri cannot be treated as more chomer than a meis? There would be no more chomer than the bin of the mezuzah, so that the balkeri should be nichnas even into the machna levi. It's the spirit of what we said before, that a balkeri has a bin of the zov, and remarba from kol zov, that even a balkeri has a bin of the zov, and is not allowed to go to the machna levi. Here it says the opposite. So doesn't it mean that it's the mezuzah chomer mimen umut the machna levi? No. It's not what it means. It means yotza balkeri, meaning a balkeri is yotza mimachna tamei meis, nichnas tamachna zot afal gav the tamei meis chomer mimenu. It's coming to tell me that the klal that I just stated, which is that a mitzvah is chomer from a zav, and a zav is chomer in a tamei meis, these chomers are expressed in which machna is sent away from, correct? That was the chum of Mitzayr is in that he needs the priyera and so on, prima, and so on, spetash, vishamita. And that's expressed in a chum of machane over the zav. The zav is tamayot zavikufo in spetana mishkel vresha. That chum is expressed in the fact that he has a deeper, further machane than the tamayneis. However, that klal that relates to the machane to the extent of the chum of betuna has a yotze min haklal. What is that yotze min haklal? A balkeri. Because a balkeri, in terms of chumrah, mace is certainly more chumrah than a balkeri. Because a balkeri has no advantages over mace. And mace has many advantages over a balkeri. If the time of Shiva requires hazoya and so on. So you see that the equation of the chumrah of the tuma to the chumrah of the machna does not always hold up. That's what we mean when we say yotze balkeri. We don't mean yotze balkeri from the category of zav. Works out perfectly according to what we said before, that zav we call zav is a yotze balkeri. Why is this? Because of a mind and dami lay medami nami. Because we compare each case to what it's most similar to. If the Torah is being narva zav and kol zav, it's not reasonable to say that balkeri should be under kol tamei lanefesh. Must be it's under, but it's under zav, because it's so similar to zav. Tani tani kamindu rav yitzhak bar avidimi. V'yatzeh mechutz l'machane, zu machane shchina. V'yavoh tocha machane, zu machane levia. V'ikan balkeri sheyetzeh chutz l'shtei machanos. Here we have another limud for where balkeri belongs. In the Parsha Balkeri it says two lashons.
Now, it would be very nice, you see, if it would say Lo Yavo Al Toch HaMachna twice. So then I would know that we're referring to, okay, don't go into this machna and don't even go into this machna. Or if it would say, Ayavo HaMachna. I mean, or if it would say Yatsam in HaMachna twice. Leave Machna Shri. Even leave Machna Aviyah. The problem over here is that it's very weird to say first leave and say don't go in. I mean, the Manushak, we're talking about that he's already left, so then say don't go in twice. If we're talking about that he has to leave, so then say leave twice. Leave out of the further mile. How does it make sense? Let's assume we're talking about a Valkyrie who is in the Machna Shri. He's a Kohen, he wakes up in the morning, he's a Valkyrie. So I'm saying he shouldn't leave. Yatsu min HaMachna. Okay. So then why does it say, and he shouldn't come into the Machna? I mean, he's already getting into the life, he shouldn't come in. And if it means the next Machna, well, when he left the Machna Shri, he got into the Machna of Aviyah. So how are you telling him, and don't go into the Machna of Aviyah, or am I supposed to go fly up? And say, what are you saying? So the second word doesn't seem to be a good raya. Asks the Gemara, this is exactly what the Gemara is asking. Omar Lay, so Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Avigimi, told the Tana that was trying to tell him this drasha. He says, I don't understand you. Akate lo ayalte, afikte? You didn't get him out yet. I mean, or you haven't brought him in yet. You're going to get him out? Or others say the other way, Akate lo afikte, you haven't gotten him out of where he was. Ayalte, you're not telling me that he's inside. In other words, how are you saying lo yavo? If you're telling him don't go into the machna levia, so where must he be standing? Outside of the machna levia, right? You're telling him don't go in. The problem is he hasn't even left machna shkina yet. The next pasuk is going to say he has to leave machna shkina. That doesn't make any sense. When the other lashon is the same thing, just in reverse. In other words, you haven't told him yet to leave the Machna Levia, and now you're telling him that he's not supposed to go into the Machna Levia. Tell him to leave first, then you can tell him it's mitzvah to go in. Ela Ema, Mechutz la Machna, Zu Machna Levia, Yavoel Tocha Machna, Zu Machna Shechina. The meaning of it is this. If it would have just said that I would have said, okay, he's standing in Machna Shechina and he's been told to go out of Machna Shechina. However, as soon as the next verse says, he should leave the Machna, then it says, and he shouldn't go into the Machna. So wait a second. I must be talking about Machna Levia. So I have two choices which way to go. One is the Torah's group coming to tell me, you've been Machna Levia, leave and don't go in. Meaning, leave that way, Lester, and don't go that way into the Machna Shechina, from which I understand that we're talking about the Machna Levia. Because if it hadn't said, don't go in, I could have thought, okay, maybe we're talking about the Machna Shechina, and it's like, leave the Machna Shechina. So the Torah's been mentality to me, saying, don't go in to the other Machna, that there must be, I'm in the middle. So it's telling the Valkyrie, who is in the Harabayas, it's telling him, don't go into the Machna Shechina, get out of the Machna Levia. This way it went out. That is, he has to go out to the Shema.
Let's go.
It always works. You want to get your kids to be quiet. Screaming. Yesterday it was so funny. They're screaming, yelling at each other, and I'm saying, it's getting better. We don't know he's in Machna Levia. How do we know he's in Machna Levia? That's all we're learning, is that he's in Machna Levia. That was obviously he can't go into the Machna Shechina. He's being told to leave Machna Levia. But by telling us not to go into the Malchut HaShchit, I understand he must be Masna when we are not in Malchut HaShchit. So this way the Torah clarifies for us that he has to leave Malchut HaLeviah, not only Malchut HaShchit. By the way, this is Leviah with a bow.
Isn't
there a simpler way for the Torah to say, go out from all the Malchut HaShchit? Doesn't have to go out. Besides which, it's not really a good question. Because the idea of the Torah is that it has to leave the Baha, that's what's important. The fact that there are different madrigas of this doesn't mean that we're going to start defining them. There's the issue of being in a matzah that you have to leave the Baha, and it has significance in and of itself. It's entirely secondary. It's necessary to define in terms of halacha, but not in terms of the yesod. The yesod is this man must leave the machana. Incidentally, we learn out that there's different definitions of machana for different tumas, but it would be completely out of place in the Torah to discuss that, because that's not the issue. The Torah's not coming to tell us the level of his tumah, where he has to go. Understand? The Torah's coming to tell us this tumah's the gemma. Then it says, Mihuvi Graba. There's obviously two different things. One is called Mihuvi Graba, and one is called Hadachat Graba. So Mihuvi Graba is Dokar Shabbos. Hadachas Graba is not Dokar Shabbos. What are these two things? My Mihuvi Graba. Ravunama Shemenakvan Misaki. It means that you slice the intestines so that at least you can get rid of most of the decaying material that's inside, and it won't rot before the end of Shabbos. You won't be able to boil it. And you can wash it after Shabbos, but at least this way you get rid of all the material that you can. Achia bar Av amar, no. Ichui kvavav, ishir kademaya, denavka akavtucha desakina. That is the mucus along the edge of the inside of the intestine that you have to force out with a knife going through the intestines. It's not just to open it up and to let it loose. Amar Rav Elazar, my time in the Chiya Barad, where do we see this lashon that mihui means something that is decaying, stuck to something that's decaying. Because it says, "Tachiv charvos mechin gorim yochu," which means, "Can we talk about this? Niskeim derishia tzaddika yachzana." So charvot mechin, we learn, means the swords of the disgusting ones, right? The hated ones. Gorim, the ones who live in olam hazeh as gerim, they will eventually be the ones to eat it. As Rabbi Yosef is matargim, that which the Rishoyim own, the Tzaddikim will inherit. And then the Pasuk begins with, Uru'u kvasim kidovram. What does that mean? Omer Ranash, Bar Yirmi, Omer Rav. It means, kimidubar bam. It starts off saying, that those who are roed, the kvasim, meaning that are in charge of Klal Yisrael and take good care of them, they are their shepherds, they will get what has been said. And what has been said, Ma'akim Edubarba, Omer Abaye v'chorvos mechim gorim yochlut. The end of the pasuk, you find the beginning of the pasuk, that the roed Yisrael will inherit the property of the Rishayim. Omer Abaye, Bishlema Iksiv Chorvos, if it left out the Vav, Kirek Am, it would make sense that the second part of the Pasuk defines the first part. But Hashta Tiksiv Vichorvot, Milsach Risakama. If it adds the Vav, it can't be a definition, it must be something new. Therefore, we have to say that the Medubarba means something else. Elamarava Kirav Hanan Lamarav, Yomarav Hanan Lamarav, כי מדובר במין עתידים צדיקים שיחיו את המתים. צדיקים will be able to be מחיי מסים. Where do we see? Because כסיבה הוא ראו כבשים כדוברם. We see the lashon of ראו. And the same lashon of ראו, כסיבה שם, יראו בשן וגלעד כימי עולם. Now, who is בשן וגלעד? בשן is אלישע, הבא מן הבשן. שנאמר ויעני ושפט בבשן. וכסיב, פה אלישע בן שפט. So obviously, שפט refers to the family of אלישע. מספן לבשן. אשר יצא כמו ימי על ידי אליהו. And גלעד, in connection with יראו, refers to אליהו, אליהו הגלעדי. שנאמר ויומר אליהו התשפי מתושבי גלעד. In which case, that which was said, כמדובר בה, that which was said by Elisha and Eliyahu, namely that they were Mechayim Meisim, will be said of all tzaddikim, that's what it's Kimedubar Ba means. Omer Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yonasan, Atidim tzaddikim Shechayu Meisim, he has another rhyme. Tzaddikim will be Mechayim Meisim, Shnema, Od Yeshvu Zekinim Muzekinot Bechavot Yerushalayim, Ish mishanto biyado berov yamin, that men will be walking around with their staves. Uchseiv v'samta mishanti al pnei hanar, that on the way to the isha shunamit, so he sends Gehazi ahead and he says, put my staff on the child's face to arouse it. So you see that mishanet is a lashon of tchias hamesim. Ula rami. Ula pointed out a contradiction. Ksi bila hamaves lenetza. One pasuk says that there will be no more death at all. Uchsiv ki hanar ben meyashana yamut. And the other pasuk says that someone who dies at 100 years old will be considered a great tragedy as a child who died. So you see that you do die. So why does it say that people will be immortal? Okash, kan miso, kan ba'akum. Jews will be immortal, and Goyim will die young at 100. I'll take a Goyim, I'll go. I said, who needs Goyim there? What are they doing there? What do you mean? You need a Goyim? Shabbos going there. To see the Anduzarim, Verohutzonchem, Mechari Krechem, Vechonechem. You need Goyim to do the work. You don't expect Jews to work. They're a lot cheaper than robots. So, Mela, Mitzanar Ben Shana, Ben Meyashana, Yamut refers to Goy. Chista Rami. Chista points out the contradiction. One pasuk says, V'chafra ha-levona bosha ha-chama, that the sun and the moon will be embarrassed, meaning that they won't shine, because they'll be too embarrassed to shine out in front of the light of the Shekhinah, meaning that the sun and the moon are bottom. And yet the other pasuk says, "V'haya or halavana ki'or hachama, ve'or hachama yiyeh shivatayim ki'or shivat hayamim." Incidentally, there's a very interesting Rashi here in terms of that. I like to talk about on Shulis. Shivatayim yukam kain. Rashi says the word shivatayim means 7 times 7. So the Shiva time is not from Sheva. It's Sheva Kaful Sheva. So you're Sheva Kaful Sheva. It's Sheva Kaful Sheva Kaful Sheva. Because it's called Shiva Sayami. So it would be in Geshem times, the normal light. But anyway, certainly. It's that's not at all Chofra and Bosha. So why does it say Chofra and Bosha? In Alam Haba, where there will only be the light of the Shekhinah, so then it's Bosha and Kof. But in Yemos HaMashiach, it will just be more enlightening. Lishmul the Omarim bin Olam HaZeh Limot HaMashiach Ela She'ibud Malchiyot Bilvad Ma'ikla Mima. What are you going to do according to Shmuel, who holds that there's nothing magical or different in nature in Yemot HaMashiach? He'll have to say, even to say that the moon and the sun will light differently has to be in Olam Haba,
It depends. In the Machane Shechina, so then only the light of the Shechina will be present. In the Machane of Tzadikim, speaking in Machane, it will be the 7 times 7. Rav Amram, Ksiv Ani Amitech Ye, Uchtiyir Lachat Ksiv Ani Arpa, says that I will be Mechayim Esim, and then it says I will be Merapa. Isn't that ridiculous? If I can make something dead alive, I can certainly fix it. So it seems a little bit redundant to say the last part of that pasuk. Hello, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ashani Meimit Ani Mechaye, K'moshe Machatzti V'Ani Erpa. Don't think that when I say I take life and give life, it means two different people. I take life from Jill, and then Jill gets born. So, I mean, the same way that when I say I make someone better, I'm obviously referring to the same person that was ill. Same thing over here, I'm referring to the same person that died. That's what I will be mechayed. As the Brisa says, Tana Rabbana, ani abit mechayed, yachol mita ve'achad v'chayim ve'achad, kederach she'olam noheg. You might think that pasuk simply means that I, God, both take away life and give life, just as we see all the time. Talmud Lomar, Machatzti v'ani erpa, Ma makah u'rufua be'echad, just like the makah and rufua are in one individual, af mita v'chaim be'echad, so too life and death is the same individual. Mikan tshuva l'omrim en triyat amitim in the Torah. And here we see that the pasuk openly speaks of triyat amitim. Davar acher, another pshat says, b'tchila, ma'ashani mevit ani mechaye. It's coming to teach me that Triyat HaMetim will first be the person as he died. V'hodar Masha Mechatzti V'ani Erpa. And only then will infirmities become Zimrupa. However, Hekter Chalavol, now really the Hekter Chalavol is kosher to do at night. You don't have to be dovah Shabbos to do the Hekter Chalovim right now on Shabbos. Nonetheless, it says, Bimakter Chalovim. Tan Yomer Bishimen, from this we see an incredible thing. Borei Kama Chaviva Mitzvah Bishaita. Shrei Hekter Chalovim Vevorim Uvidorim Kishem Kol Havayla. Vemantinu Namach Tepeshev. So for people who are used to thinking in terms of putting things off, Nafkamina, it's kosher in another hour also. Here the Torah tells you be mechal Shabbos and don't wait the other hour. I have 12 hours to do it in all night long. What's the big rush? I have to be mechal Shabbos. That's chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So apply it to one's own procrastinations and laziness. Harkavato v'havato. So then, we found that the Tanakhama said that it's not docha to bite off wart. I mean, it just says chatichas yevelet. Removing a wart from the korban pesach to make it kosher is not docha Shabbos. So, Rami, we ask a kasha rachman advice. Chotchin yevelet b'migdash avalo b'medina ve'im b'kli kan v'kan asu. Here the Brisa says, you're allowed to cut off a yabelis in the Migdash. Now this is obviously not going according to Rebbe Eliezer, because when Rebbe Eliezer says in our Mishnah that it's Dolphin, Rebbe Eliezer did not make any nafkamina between Bekli or Biyad. According to Rebbe Eliezer, remember this is Rebbe Eliezer de Mila, the host of Makshira Mitzvah Dolphin as a Shabbos, even Bekli. So this can't be Rebbe Eliezer. It must be Rabban. And the Rabbanan over here are saying that Chatika Sivelas B'Megdash is Mutter. And only Bekli is it Osir in the Beis HaMikdash as it is in the Medina. And Belaz and Rebbe Yossi Bar Chanina both give terutz on this contradiction. It depends. We're talking about biting off or taking off shalokadaka without a knife, taking off a wart. So one is referring to a wart which is already dried, which is mut. And the other one is talking about cutting out a wart that is alive and functioning. That's asur. The other one says that the contradiction can be resolved if we recognize that when our Mishnah is talking about not cutting yavelas, it's referring to the kli, not biyat. As the Bryce talks about the heter, that yavelas is talking about biyat, which is a shinui, so that we're not machmer. In fact, the Gemara of Laman Yomar, how biyat, how kli, my time of Lomar, yidavi, biyat, vokasha, balacha, vayavesha. What does he have against the other parents? It's talking about the difference between a dead wart and a live wart. Because if it's dead, if it's dried out, you don't use the word chotech, because it crumbles. You basically rub it off. So it doesn't make sense to call that chatichas yavelas. So I don't believe that that's what it could be referring to. Why didn't the other man di omar like the teretz and one is referring to the kli? That doesn't make any sense, because kli akatani asa, I mean the kli kan lekan asur. I mean, the Brisa says beferish that the kli it's us. So what would be the point of telling me that if there's a beferish omission and it's talking about the kli that it's also, I mean, why is the Brisa telling me this chiddush? It must be that that's a separate issue. In other words, we're talking about biyad. And biyad, we can make it, we can distinguish between lacha and yavesh as our mission. Besides that, you should know that no matter what the situation is, the kli is definitely us. And that's what the Brisa would be saying. It makes much more sense. It's the same thing as our tenets. The only reason that it mentions kli is to teach me. It wants to tell me about the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. And that's the reason that we have to repeat the issue over here in terms of kli, where it's us. Even on kli, it comes along Rabbi Eliezer to say, why is kli us? Says Rabbi Yeshua, what would he mean? Why? Same as Yantim and so on and so forth. Ain't nothing on me. Otherwise, it's not adding anything over here over the Brisa that says Beferish that it'll use us. Omer Rebbe Eliezer, Ma Im Shchita. So, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua tries to bring a raya that even though we aser certain, even though we're matir very big things, like Shchita on a normal yantar, we will aser other things with Yitam Shavuos on Yant. Right? So Rabbi Eliezer says to him, what a ridiculous raya that is. I'm talking about a mitzvah, and you're talking about a reshus. So really, what did Rabbi Yeshua think? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua l'taymi. Rabbi Yeshua is going with Shittas. The Yomar simchus yantav nami mitzvah hi. Rabbi Yeshua holds simchus yantav sa mitzvah. Taymi, Rabbi Eliezer omer, Eim lo la'adam b'yamtav alo ochel v'shoter yoshe v'shonet. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Simchas Yantar is not a mitzvah. So you can make your choice of whether you want to shivasai, I mean you want to eat today or learn today. If you want to learn the whole day, that's a fine way to be a kind of Yantar. Without eating. Rabbi Yeshua okay, Rabbi Yeshua holds you must eat and drink on Yantar. So obviously Rabbi Yeshua holds it's a dira. Obviously Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's a fear to eat and drink. Both of them learn out their halacha from the one pasuk. It says Atzeres Lashem Elokecha. Because of that from Atzeres Tielachem. So it's a contradiction. Is it Lachem or is it Lashem? So the Eliezer Sava, you have your choice. Hokulo Lashem. Hokulo Lachem. Rabbi Yeshua Sava Chalkiyu. Chetzio Lashem. Lechetzio Lachem. Amr of Lazar HaKomo Di Batzeres V'yanam Lachem. Everybody's mother, but I'm sure it's, you can't get away without Lachem, without eating and drinking. My time now? Yom Shnit Nava Torah. Amr Rabba HaKomo Di B'Shabbat V'yanam Lachem. And everybody agrees that on Shabbos also you have to eat. My time now? Mikorat V'Shabbos Onim. Amr Yisra HaKomo Di B'Purim V'yanam Lachem. Ravina kept the Tainus the entire year. Except for Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. Hatzeres, he said, that's Yom Shnit Abatera. Purya, Tzfiyah, it says, Yom Shnit in the Pasuk. It can't be over in the Pasuk. Mala Yom Kippurim, Erev Yom Kippur also, Tzfiyah to eat. Tzani Tzfiyah Barav, Yivti. Vini Nitemet Mavshotechem, Metish Allah Kodesh. Hi, how is it possible? Vatibet Tishan Metanim, Vavavatsiri Metanim. Elsewhere it says, Beferish, on the 10th of the month, not on the 9th of the month. Whoever eats and drinks on the 9th, it says if he was mishana both the 9th and the 10th. When Yosef and Omar after the Yosef every Shavuos used to say, make me a third born ego, best. What do you call them? Leo, thank you. The best Leo you can buy. Alright? If you love high humor, the Kakoran coming has to be Kashuta. If it wouldn't be for today, look how many Joes are walking around the marketplace, nobody thinks anything very special, I just need another Joe. If Sheshes caught last room, I don't like to move. If Sheshes would chazer every 30 days, it's the new. Totally the code of Ibn Badash, and then he would make a scene. Yomar, Chadoy Napshoy, Chadoy Napshoy. Be happy, my soul. Lach Kiroy, Lach Tanay. It's for you that I'm doing all this reading and chazering. Haini, is that true? Ramar, Belozio, Moli, Torah, Lungis, Kam, Shemayim, Lachet. Doesn't it say that if not for Torah, there would be no world? Shemayim, Lachet, Yomar, Lachet, Lachet, Shemayim, Lachet, Lachet, Lachet. So, how can he say it's for you? It's for you. He should say it's for the whole world. But me crack, the person, what he does is essentially he has to do recognizing what it does for him. Omer Vajin, the mighty comer of Eliezer Nami, Yom Tov Rishus, he's like, I don't care to make the machlokas of Eliezer and of Yeshua dependent in the machlokas that they have regarding whether Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah. Because even if Rabbi Eliezer were correct, and Yom Tov would be a Rishus, you still have a reason to say what Rabbi Yeshua said. Think about it like this. Ma Yom Tov shintir bo malachash rishut lo gitir shvut she'ima. Ma dafan Yom Tov, where just because you're hungry, you're allowed to do malacha, and nonetheless you're not allowed to do an associated shvut that could have been done before Yom Tov. So Shabbat, Shlovi Tirbo El Malacha Shal Mitzvah, certainly on Shabbos, where you're more limited in the malachas you can do, Eino Din Shalota Tir Shvut She'ima, is it not clear that it would be prohibited to do a Shvuos? That's what he was saying. Rabbi Eliezer has nothing to do with Yom Tov, Tziklus Yom Tov, being a mitzvah. Well, says the Gemara, as far as that is concerned, Rabbi Eliezer will simply respond, but Shvut the mitzvah or difle, that it's nonetheless, it's still a greater reason to be docha Shabbos for a mitzvah with a Shvus than to be matir defias yontif for a Rishos. And therefore, that kalvachomer is not valid according to the yesterdays. Because it depends in the relative value of the general heter for Rishos on yontif to the specific heter of mitzvah and Shabbos. Sorry.
Presumably to test on